Back in this country, some in the gaming industry are on a roll. In Nevada, people wagered nearly $116 million on the Super Bowl. It's the second year in a row that the Super Bowl betting has topped $100 million in that state. This hot start for the industry in Nevada follows a record-setting 2014, and no surprise, sports books in the state want to double down, which means finding new betting opportunities, like, say, the Olympics. Here's NPR's Nathan Rott.
Yes, you Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt fans. Later this month, Nevada's Gaming Commission will weigh a proposal that would allow the state sportsbooks to start taking wagers on the Olympic Games. Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics, soccer, gymnastics.
Yeah, all the Olympic sports.
Jimmy Vaccaro is with South Point Hotel and Casino, which proposed a change to Nevada's gaming regulators. As it stands now, betting on the Olympics is prohibited in the state, as it's labeled an amateur non-collegiate event. Vaccaro says that puts them at a competitive disadvantage.
It's like every industry in the world. You got to keep improving your product or you lose out in the end. And you can bet the Olympics in the rest of the world.
The rest of the world may be a bit of an overstatement, but it is true that you can bet on Olympic events in many other places, such as England and Macau, and it is somewhat lucrative. Graham Sharp is with William Hill PLC, a British-owned sports book.
And it's something which I won't pretend to you is at the very top of our betting turnover lists, but each 4 years when it comes around, it's clearly a big deal in the media, and therefore it's a big deal with our customers.
That would likely be the case in Nevada, too. Sports bettors wagered about $3.9 billion in Nevada in 2014. Nearly half of that was bet on football. Basketball was next, followed by baseball. Other sports, boxing, hockey, soccer, like most Olympic events, made up less than 10%. And that was with a significant boost from the World Cup. Sportsbooks, regulators, and analysts like David Schwartz of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas' Center for Gaming Research don't expect that to change if regulators allow bettors to start placing wagers on the Olympics.
I think it's more of an attraction to keep people in the casino and keep them from going someplace else to bet on sports.
Especially for the Summer Olympics, in that gap between basketball season and football. The question is, will regulators allow that change? Well, the proposal has already cleared the first hurdle, getting approved by the Nevada Gaming Control Board and passed on to the state's Gaming Commission. Quentin Singleton is a legal counsel for CG Technologies, a company that operates a handful of Nevada sports books, and he says that regulators were given a chance to examine some potential hiccups in that first stage, like how you'd regulate wagering on new sports that are more subjective than objective.
Basketball is pretty objective whether you made the basket or you didn't.
As opposed to something like figure skating.
You have judges saying, I like this one better versus I like that one better. So there's a lot of supplemental judgment that goes into determining whether someone won or not.
Still, regulators like A.G. Burnett, chairman of the state's control board, say they're familiar with watching wagers on those types of subjective sports because of events like boxing or MMA.
And we still always, as regulators, have the right to say no to some of those if we just don't feel that it's an appropriate betting activity.
The state's Gaming Commission is scheduled to look at the regulatory change at the end of this month. Nathan Rott, NPR News.